Our fourth installment of Theology 101, God, Part 1, The Meaning of God and Images of God. In Theology 101, Parts 1 to 3, under the heading Epistemology, we focused on how it is we claim to know when it comes to spiritual or theological truth. Today, we begin with a new heading in several parts. That heading is simply God. What can we believe and know about God? God is the word we Christians use for that great beyond, that mystery behind all that has come to be in our world. But what is God? How do we think about God? Do we think of God as a person or person-like? Or is God more an idea? Or is God more like an energy or force? Traditionally and biblically, the approach has been all of the above, rather than this and not that, always and more besides. So let's think about some of these ways a little more, shall we? Number one, God as person or person-like. Much of the biblical picture of God images God in all kinds of person-like ways, and this includes bodily imagery, hand, arm, feet, and emotions like sadness and grief, anger, joy, desire, even jealousy. Why? Why picture God this way? There are at least two reasons. First reason, we can relate to a person. Relating to God, talking and praying to God, yelling at God when we're upset and feel let down, appealing to God for help, feeling God close as we do a lover, friend, or caring parent. All of this and more is easier to experience when we think of God as person-like, even when we can't physically see God. Second reason. To think of God as a person is to think of God as vulnerable. All the emotions of God in the Bible have to do with God's feelings in reaction to God's human partner with whom God is bound by love. When God's people or a creature within God's creation, including Mother Earth, hurts, God hurts. When a part of God's creation is abused, God gets angry. When God's love is not reciprocated, or when the human creature goes after other gods, God feels betrayed. God needs loyalty, faithfulness, and love reciprocated. The whole story of the Bible is how God will find a way to be reconciled with a human creature in particular, who is the one big problem within creation who keeps causing trouble within creation. Freedom is a beautiful thing, but it can also be the cause of great hurt and harm when poor choices are made. So God as person or person-like. Number two, God as energy or force in nature. God is imaged biblically within all kinds of natural phenomena used to describe the way God moves in and through all things. There is wind and fire and the terror and beauty of natural phenomena all around, like a burning bush that continues to hold together, such as the story of the calling of Moses in Exodus. God is also imaged as creatures of all kinds too, like an eagle, a dove, a lion, and also as natural objects like a rock, a fortress wall, or a mountain. All these images communicate something of God's character and being. Number three, let's look more closely at biblical images of God, shall we? A, God is like a lover who demands loyalty, faithfulness, and passionate love from God's beloved. How will God forgive the failure of God's human partner to love God as God loves them? God must create a pathway to healing, to recovery, to reconciliation, and even transformation in the heart of the human creature, so that the humans grow and rise up in their character to become more faithful in their love toward God and all creation, to match God's faithfulness of love toward them. This means humans need to be given new chances again and again after they fail and fall and betray their love relationship with God. You know, forgiveness is built into the biblical story from the very beginning. God is like a lover. B, God is like a parent who cares and seeks to guide God's children through the many challenges humans face. God must also help God's children as they suffer from the terrible consequences to poor choices. Such suffering is something seen as God's way of, sometimes it's seen, as God's way of disciplining God's children with a hope that they will learn and grow into better humans in their relations with each other and with Mother Earth. C. Other human images of God include God as shepherd, you know, caring for the human sheep, God as a master builder of God's people, God as warrior fighting for God's vulnerable people, but also God as a peacemaker, whose vision is of a global kingdom where all God's creatures live in relations of reciprocal love. This is God's creational vision, in fact. D. Images of God as creatures. They include God as a dove, reflecting God's peace and God's spirit moving. God as an eagle, under whose wings humans may find refuge. God as a mother hen, seeking to gather together and protect her chicks. And more. E, finally, images of God as natural phenomena. These include God and the thunder and lightning and a great cloud. You know, Moses on the mountain receiving the Ten Commandments and the cloud ahead of the people reflecting God's guiding presence, always with them and leading them on their journey to freedom. And Moses encountering God and the lightning, the fierce wind, the thunder, you know. But then when the prophet Elijah escapes the king's forces seeking to kill him hundreds of years after Moses, he, Elijah, finds his way to the same mountain of God. And rather than thunder, lightning, and a strong wind, all of which he hears, he recognizes God in a moment or in the sheer silence. In the sheer silence, he sees, he recognizes God. So how have you experienced God close to you? What images are especially attractive to you? Remember, the biblical approach is an inclusive both and, seeking to inspire our experiential imagination. What relational images, creatures, or natural phenomena reveal to you something of God and even open you up to see and experience and think of God more deeply? Feel free to share with me, Dr. Harris, and my email is given in the written excerpt of this installment of Theology 101. Thank you.